Good morning, everyone. Thanks for listening. This is Gary Kay, and you're listening to my Rants and Raves podcast. And there's a lot of talk about the cloud and a lot of talk about AV as a service. And we're moving that direction as an industry. And so I asked the Senior Vice President of Cloud Mobility and IoT at Cenex to join me, Rob Moyer. Rob, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
No, thank you. In talking to other leaders in and around Cenex, I know that collaboration is a big focus for all of you. I understand that obviously you head up cloud mobility and IoT business known as Stellar, S-T-E-L-L-R. Why is collaboration important from where you sit?
Well, you know, I kind of go back to the basics of how business has transformed over the last 10 years and how technology has been so pervasive in how people work and interact. You know, anything from what the trend lines were in consumerization of IT to, how people work using phone, chat, email. And I think the collaboration tools are really there to increase productivity, but it's also the speed of information and how to get content to the right people at the right time. So there's so many uses, but I kind of put that common theme as the way people work today has transformed over the last 10 years, and their access to devices and information has grown. And as a result, there's a lot of tools out there supporting this transformation.
And so how is the Cenex Stellar, how does that play a role in delivering these solutions and resources to resellers and vendor partners around collaborations? And I guess what offerings do you have specifically?
Well, let's start with the basics and the foundation. You know, you look at some of our core vendors like Google and Microsoft, just their tools alone have changed different industries. For example, Google and education and how they use their collaboration docs in K-12, they've taken a great deal of market share because they've made it easy for classrooms and teachers to communicate to teachers. And then on the Microsoft side, they've done an amazing pivot from Office 365, Skype, now Teams. And it's really the ability to transform overnight and let people manage their tasks and information in a much quicker way. And then I'd even add the latest addition to our line card with Facebook Workplace. Now, if you think of that as that frontline worker out in the field, they've kind of taken a privatized version of Facebook and Messenger, and you see some adoption out there with, you know, service type industries where they don't need a fully loaded PC. They just need the information at the edge, and it's a great way for them to collaborate with employees while in a mobile environment.
It's interesting you say that. Just as a little side note, we use Facebook Workplace, Workplace by Facebook, for interacting and collaborating with our social media marketing, our social media management clients. So we're familiar with that as a tool. And of course, everyone knows Teams and Google, especially in K-12, as you mentioned. Through Stellar, can you discuss what vendor and reseller partners will expect to see in 2020? Because obviously cloud is although been talked about for a long time, it's still an emerging thing, and we've far from saturated the market.
Yeah, you know what I think you'll see is more what I'd call bundled solutions or light bundled solutions, because what the trend lines we see in the collaboration space, you know, 5 years ago you could arguably say collaboration was mostly about software, and now it's about all the devices to the edge of the network and the software architecting it. And so depending on what area you're coming from, you know, for example, you know, big emphasis on AV resellers that you see adopting Microsoft's Hub, which has great integration with Skype and Teams. You have smart buildings that you get information much quicker. You see these tools that are being reused as kiosks. So there's so many different things, it's hard to say, but more importantly, it's things like 5G, the impact on the throughput, on the ability to push the speed of information is going to transform as well. And I think you're going to have almost different classes of collaboration in many regards, because ultimately it's about people interacting with information in a quick manner.
And that includes, everything. Obviously we've talked about IoT, but 5G is going to change the world in the way that we know connectivity, especially with mobility. I would think you'd agree with that. And I think this is a great opportunity for integrators to get in and understand sort of how this is going to really enhance the community and connectivity with their clients and the relationships overall. And I know, by the way, you have a dedicated microsite specifically for Stellar. You just go to cinexcorp.com/Stellar, STELLR. I believe you have a direct email as well for people that just want to contact you direct. I think it's, correct me if I'm wrong, stellarconnect@cinex.com. Is that right, Rob?
Yeah, yes, it is. And part of this is what we found in the business over the last 2-3 years is the type of partners that are joining our program and working with our vendors has completely changed. And the way they want to work with us has changed. So when you talk about the buzzword over the last few years, digital transformation, I like to break it down into the simplest forms of how does that impact operations, sales, marketing, and management of information. And that kind of gets back to this theme of collaboration. And I don't think everybody's quite there, but they're there in little spots. And so a good example with our team is learning centers. They want to learn differently than they did in the past with the rise of, my favorite story is when I tried to teach my son how to do some programming a few years ago, he went on YouTube and learned himself. So, the way that our customers and partners are learning is much different. And all of this is kind of on the same theme. It's how do you transform how each job task is done and how do you interact with people that so you're guided in the right direction?
I agree 100%. In fact, my kids, used Lynda and the Khan Academy, and that's how they learned a lot of stuff while they were in school, and all that's cloud-based, obviously. I think now Lynda's become a part of LinkedIn Learning, in fact. So you can go to cinexcorp.com/Stellar, STELLR. Find out more information. If you want to contact Rob's team directly, just email stellarconnect@cinex.com. Rob, I really appreciate you joining me this morning and sort of updating me on where you are, and congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. And, like I said, we look forward to all our customers and helping them on their transformation journey. And, we love what we do.
Well, thanks for listening. Of course, you can listen to all of our podcasts at ravepubs.com. Click on the Rave Radio link. Of course, you can contact Cinex at cinexcorp.com. Thanks again. Have a great day.